And joining us now on the Regions Bank postgame show, head coach Butch Thompson. Coach, when you challenge your team to respond in a certain way, and they do consistently throughout the ball game, how satisfied are you? How much does it please you as the head coach of these young men?
Yeah, they played a great game. I think we just talked about a little bit more than that. I don't think we're going to be satisfied till we figure out a way that we can hopefully find a way to win this series. So what we've done is dug out of the hole, and we'll call it step one at this point. But there's much work to do. Our consistency is going to come when we become consistent on the mound. And we've yet to be able to do that into another day. So we're not trying to look too far ahead. And tomorrow's got enough problems of its own. But we played good baseball, got off to a good start today. We scored the runs that we talked about, the five. We got the five in the first inning. And then just continued to stay focused for a majority of this ball game.
Coach, I thought the first pitch strike percentage of your pitchers kind of set the tone today.
Yeah, it just makes a whole difference. And that's something we've been fighting for. You know, we're challenged in the pitching area right now because so many guys are just, you know, kind of banged up. You know, we get to the park today and Richard Fitz is in a walking boot as well. So we have some challenges, and we got guys that need to continue to step up. And Mason made a great adjustment from last week's outing. I'm tickled to death with him. And then Hayden Mullins was pretty impressive in his two innings of work today. So we felt good about the beginning and the end there on the mound today, and just we got to keep building, because if we can get in a rhythm there, hopefully get some guys back here in a couple of weeks, you know, maybe we'll be in better shape than we are currently.
We'll talk to Tyler here in a minute, and he drove in six, and Rankin scored five times for you today, but I want to get your thoughts on Ryan Bliss's very first at bat. He gets nine pitches out of their starter, and that, you know, he gets an out in that at bat, but after that is when the onslaught kind of came in that big first inning. I thought Ryan maybe set a tone with that at bat in the first inning.
I'm impressed, you know, because that winds up, he does wind up getting out there, and we got two outs and nobody on. But, you know, that's when you score, you know, five runs. And, you know, last night we categorized what happened in, you know, with runners in scoring position and leaving 11 on. And today we had walk, infield hit, and then a grand slam. And I quit tracking today after that third one. That was different. There was another at-bat there in the third inning as well to lead off, where you got a starting pitcher at 50 pitches, and Stephen Williams puts 11 pitches. He goes from 50 to 61 to lead off the inning, and eventually they're playing a shift in Tyler Miller, who's swinging a bat pretty good. I just want him to keep focused on having at-bats instead of thinking about hits. He winds up getting two RBI, and I really think Bliss's at-bat, like you mentioned, I'll throw Stephen Williams in there as well, is a definition of us playing offense and passing it down to the next guy with a great opportunity.
All right, Coach, thank you very much, as always, for your time. Congrats again on this one. We'll talk tomorrow. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
That's head coach Butch Thompson. Tigers winners today over Boston College by the final of 16-1. And we will talk next with Tyler Miller. We'll visit as well with Mason Barnett coming up in just a bit. But Tyler, today with three more hits, a pair of singles, a three-run home run in the fifth inning. He drove in six, scored three. And, Tyler, I just want to ask you, how the pace of the game right now, how much has it slowed down for you, and how well are you seeing the ball at the plate right now?
Well, when you're hitting the ball good, everything's slowed down. I mean, Mason came out through a heck of a game. Just staying within myself and not doing too much and letting the hits come and taking my walks when they're not throwing to me. And, you know, it's easy going when you got a pitcher that's in and out like Barney was today.
You talk about that. How about all three guys today throwing strikes, just setting the tone for you guys then to go to work offensively, Tyler?
Well, exactly. Barney came out, asserted his dominance on the mound. You had Swill come in. He's a huge competitor, competes every day at practice. And then Mullins there at the end just came in and shut the door on him, didn't let him have any momentum going in tomorrow.
As a player, Tyler, what does it mean when coach says go up looking to have at-bats rather than looking for hits, just go look to have good at-bats? What does that mean as a player?
It means, well, first of all, it means he's got the most confidence in you. Like, you don't have to get in a hit every time. You just go up there with the confidence that, hey, I'm going to do what my squad needs me to do on this at-bat. And the result, it doesn't really matter what the result is. You're just going to go up there and stay with your approach and have an at-bat.
How much confidence do you, how much confidence does this team have going into this finale tomorrow?
Going in tomorrow, we have 100% confidence. I mean, our pitchers came out there, shut them down all game. Offense had, I think, four home runs, and we hit the ball hard. Every single batter hit the ball hard today.
Yeah. All right, Tyler, thank you very much. Six more RBIs, three more hits for you. Congrats. Thank you for the time, War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
All right, Tyler Miller joining us. He was one of the offensive powerhouses for Auburn today in the 16-1 victory. And on the hill, it really started with Mason Barnett, and he gets his first victory of the season. 5 1/3 innings pitched, just a couple of hits, one unearned run. And Mason joins us now. Mason, how good did it feel, and when did you kind of get a good feeling that you were in rhythm today?
Yeah, the main thing today was just trying to, you know, get ahead and stay ahead, and that's what kind of the game plan was. We had a good game plan from Fitz. He was helping me out. Obviously a little rattled yesterday, but just to have him, you know, be a good teammate and then help us, you know, ready to get ahead in this game, it was really good. And then the rhythm came, you know, really from the first pitch. You know, had that first pitch ground ball back to me, and you know, was ready to roll after that.
Mason, we talked a little bit during the broadcast about just difficult. You love seeing the runs come across the board, but it's hard to sit over there on a cool day. Talk about it. You had a long outing, not because you threw a lot of pitches, because you had to sit a long time.
Right, yeah, you're right. You know, there was one really long inning. I don't even think it was that first inning when we scored five runs. There was one that felt like even longer. And, you know, there was one out, and then, you know, I was starting to get a little ready to go, and then there's two, three real quick. So I just had to make a little mental note, you know, that the inning after that long inning. You know, I walked a guy and had to take – then I went 2-0, so I had to learn to, you know, get back and get in rhythm and maybe make a mental note next time just to get ready a little bit sooner.
If you can share, in the fourth inning, they get a walk and a hit. Coach Hudson comes out and says something, and on the next pitch, you get a double play ball.
Right.
What was said in that visit, if you can share it?
Yeah, no, you know, the main thing when that happens is, you know, they talk about taking a breath, resetting, and, you know, getting back on the mound and making a pitch. And it was funny because Huddy came out exactly when I was getting ready to do that, and it was just perfect timing. And just what was said was just, hey, catch your breath, you know, reset right here, and, you know, let's make a pitch. And that's what happened, and, you know, had a good double play by Rankin.
All right. Great outing for you today. Congratulations on the victory for you and on the team win today. War Eagle.
Thank you, guys. War Eagle.